on Indie 88.
Last night, we recognized the people in this community who truly give back to the homeless. We want to thank Nando's for providing the food, Amsterdam Brewery for helping us with the drinks. This interview we're about to air is emotional. And while you're listening to it, think about what you do. It's that time of year. Our sock drive is on. Any way you can help in any way. And it doesn't have to be for us, for anybody. I want to introduce you to Billy.
My name is Billy. I'm a volunteer at the Good Shepherd. I'm also an ex-con, recovering alcoholic, cocaine addict, and I have mental health issues. How do you like me so far? I want to thank Josie, Matt, and Carlin for inviting me here tonight. And a special thank you to Dr. Sylvia. I don't think you realize that little conversation that you and I had waiting to see them at the studio. You took me back to when I would go days or weeks without changing my socks or even taking my shoes off. So thank you for the work you do. Now, my life went pretty good up until December 20th, 1992. I had the wife, I had the children, I had the house in Etobicoke, I had the beautiful job, respect to my family. The next day, I was involved in a serious motor vehicle accident. There was a fatality, unfortunately, and I sustained severe head trauma and a brain injury. And I've got the scar right across there to prove it. From that point on, it was like a downward spiral. I dealt with depression, anxiety, panic attacks. My idea of medicating was to self-medicate with drugs and alcohol, cocaine specifically. And you know how that worked out. I lost the wife, I lost the kids, I lost the job, I lost the house, everything, gone. I ended up in places I thought I'd never see, like prison, detoxes, psych wards. I hit bottom, homeless and penniless, living on the streets, and I was right at the corner of Crack and Pipe there. Queen and Sherburne, and Parliament. It's right near Crack and Pipe, trust me. I was lining up for a bed one night, and one of the residential care workers at the Good Shepherd suggested I try to go into the DARE program. DARE, what is that? Drug and Alcohol Recovery Enrichment. So I went into the program, they fed me, housed me, took care of me, clothed me, and held me until I qualified to go into the Salvation Army Harbor Light rehab program, which is a very intense 16-week live-in program. When I was done, I thought, where the hell am I gonna go now? Guess what? They took me back. They helped me with housing, and I'm proud to say that today I have a nice little bachelor apartment down in the beach. But I do want to let you know, though, recovery isn't all super positive. You don't get everything back. I have a daughter who's 42, who I haven't talked to in 15 years. Her choice, I've reached out. I have a son-in-law and a grandson I've never met. These things are tough. So, again, I want to close and again thank Josie, Matt, Carlin, and especially you, Dr. Sylvia. You brought that home. Thank you.
That was Billy, a volunteer here in Toronto, a volunteer at Good Shepherd. What a night that was. How emotional was that, guys?
Wow.
Hey, you know, check out indie88.com if you can. Our sock drive is on right now, and we're trying to give back as much as we possibly can to the homeless community. Billy volunteers every single day. He gives back, and we just wanted to share his story with you. It's the Black Keys, Lonely Boy, indie88.